Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, we are getting an update from Libero Copper and Gold, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol LBC and on the OTCQB under the symbol LBCMF. We are chatting with the CEO, Ian Harris. Now, Ian, in this interview, we really want to just direct everyone's attention to some of the news that is going to be coming out of the company from two of the company's four projects in total. First, I want to talk about the Big Red property in the Golden Triangle. The company planned 5,000 meters this year to drill there, mostly around this new discovery. Back just last year, 2020, a porphyry copper discovery called the Terry Target. Ian, please remind everybody what that discovery was and what the focus was of this drill program to really build off that discovery from last year.
Yeah, so the, you know, the discovery last year was the very last pad of the season, focused on a copper porphyry anomaly, and it was with an RC drill, 120 meters at 0.41 equivalent copper was probably the best intersection directly from surface all the way down to the bottom of the hole. So you can imagine we were so excited to get back in there this year and really look and really get into this discovery. We did our homework. We did over 450 soil samples. We've put in additional seven holes into it. We're really looking for that size and scale, right? We're liking what we're seeing, but you know that 90% of world copper comes out of open pit porphyry copper mines. So you need to establish not just the grade, but also the size and scale. And so that's what this program really went on to do.
Well, Ian, just to remind folks, out of that 4,500 meters drilled, a lot of these holes are deeper holes, and you mentioned one of the, you know, the bigger intercepts there, but you had four mineralized holes. Just walk us through what you learned from it and how that'll inform the next phase of the drill program.
Yeah, so we had some key goals. First is to start to get an idea of size and scale. Again, you're going to need over 200 million tons to become a cost-effective open pit copper mine, right? So that's thinking of big size blocks, 500 meter by 500 meter size target. So that's the first thing we wanted to do. Obviously, the other component of that is depth. So the majority of holes were over 400 meters in depth, some of them getting down to over 500, and 572 meters was actually the longest hole. Visually, we were liking what we're seeing because we're seeing mineralization through these entire intersects, not some bad spot. Completely mineralized throughout, which tells us, those are the kind of things as a mining engineer, right? I'm a mining engineer that we want to see, right? That means potentially low strip, bulk tonnage, cost effective, et cetera, et cetera. So even more excited that we believe that starting next week, we'll be able to start releasing those drill results. That's the commitment that we have to be able to start releasing those results starting next week.
Okay, so drill results on the horizon. There's not much else to say about this Terry target because of how near-term those drill results are coming. However, I understand there was another target that did receive one drill hole from this last program. Can you take us through this other target? It's called the Scorcher target.
Yeah, so, I mean, I cannot under-compliment the crew and the professionalism and everything that was done. I mean, this really went from a discovery made to doing the groundwork, doing the mapping, doing IP. We even got in an additional after saying, hey, this thing looks like it's moving to the east, that we even got an additional magnetics geophysics survey done. And we also found four new potential targets, did a soil survey over one of those targets and drilled that target called Scorcher at the end of the year. Right, which again, the Terry target already looks like it's having that size and scale component. So to be able to have an additional potentially porphyry center just 2 kilometers away is only adding to the dimension that this project has had. So you can imagine we're extremely excited to see the results that are the confirmation of, that this thing could look like it's going to be a potentially a future mine.
Well, Ian, just you mentioned there was four new targets found, Scorcher being one of them where you put the first hole in. That'll be interesting to see. But you also found the Blowdown, Stinger, and Grande. So out of these new targets, when will you start looking at doing a little bit more groundwork or coming up with some drill targets for those for the next drill season? And how many of those will actually get drilled in the next campaign?
So we found that the best fingerprint is the soil sampling work. So that's the first thing we're going to be doing. We've gotten partially done over Scorcher with enough anomalies that said this looks like another fingerprint, like just like the Terry target. We're going to do that work on Stinger and Blowdown. But we've been had the capability of being able to dynamically adjust our programs and get a lot done in one season. So, you know, if those soils come back and we're getting the information, we now have the the magnetics to also support that. There's a high possibility that we'll be drilling on these. But again, the number one focus is determining the size and scale, making sure that we can get to an exploration target, moving towards resource estimation while we're still adding on, you know, so it's like maybe a 50-50 mix between making sure we're moving targets towards resource calculations, and then also developing and expanding the work that we're doing.
Okay. Let's move on from the Big Red property and talk about the Makoa property. This project is in Colombia. I know this project's been held by the company for a while, and we have gotten a lot of questions, and there is a lot of interest in this project. Just recently, you announced that exploration work was beginning again back on this Makoa project. Take us through what that looks like for this year, please.
Yeah, so I do want to provide a little bit of background, and it's really one of the major reasons that I'm here with Libero today, because previously I was Senior Vice President for Corriente Resources, where we took the Mirador project all the way through feasibility sale. I was on board 1 year afterwards as part of the sales agreement. Started construction, and that project went on to become the first large-scale mining operation in Ecuador, right? And there were so many lessons learned during that process. And Makoa has been so refreshing. It's the exact same porphyry copper belt. It's just on the other side of the border of Ecuador in Colombia. The personalities and the feelings and the charisma of the people are very similar to the experience that I had in Ecuador. And so therefore, it's been this chance to, okay, this time, instead of like trying to restart a project and, you know, struggling and what are all the lessons we learned and applying them even before starting work. So I wanted to paraphrase that's been a lot of the work that we've been doing today. And I cannot tell you how impressed I have been with the team that's been working on it to really understand the fundamental concepts of creating true, genuine relationships, creating national alliances, driving political will, aligning to the political will that already exists. But starting in July, our boots hit the ground and we said, we're ready to go. We've got our house into order. We started working with the local community, and I cannot believe it went, you know, it was like, I felt like it was a dam bursting in the terms of the, you know, the reception that there was a definite notice and this is a different company, different way of doing business. And we definitely want to work together. And so therefore we pulled the trigger and said, let's do it. Let's go. And we did geophysics. We just finished a geophysics survey over the concession package and also a LIDAR survey over the entire concession package. And our next steps now is doing soil sampling to prepare for drilling, right? So that's the 2012 drilling that was done by B2 Gold was a very small soil sampling program. Drilling was limited to that, although there is an additional anomaly directly to the east, but it's obviously a lot more area to look at and a lot more to be able to drive forward our future drilling programs.
When do you think you'll have some drill targets better defined? Because you said that, you know, you can get pretty quick turnarounds on some of these samples, but I know you got a lot of groundwork to do. And then also, what kind of historic work do you have to work from where you may already have some targets in mind?
Yeah, we definitely already have some targets in mind. But, you know, I guess my favorite comparable is like the work that was done in Warrenza. Warrenza is 50 kilometers north of where I worked at Mirador. It's an area I know well, right? And it's a very similar story. That was last drilled in 2001, our project 2012. First thing we did, redo a resource estimate. That's what they did. Our resource estimate is almost identical in size at the same grade. If you actually include all the disseminated, we're a much bigger deposit. But they started with their geophysics, they started with their soil sampling, and then they updated their targets and they hit it. So obviously we have all the old drill and the drill core. So a lot of the work has actually been relogging that old core, relooking at the old information. We have a geological model. We obviously built a resource for the project. So we obviously already have some significant drill targets. But just like Solaris at Warrenza, you know, the way you find these are they're not single porphyries. They're normally a cluster of porphyries. The indications of our core show that it's been multiple pulses and that can generate multiple this cluster of porphyry. So we want to make sure we do our soil sampling to make sure that we're getting, as the drilling goes, we have more to continue to drill. And again, focus on upgrading that resource, doing the engineering work, doing the metallurgy, doing the geotech while we're still doing resource expansion.
So then, Ian, when it comes to how many targets you already have and how many you are eventually going to drill, do you have a general number for us right now?
Yeah. So in the case of Makoa, right, the very important part of maintaining a project in these in South America is making sure that you can make maintain your social license, which means focusing on creating the maximum benefit. My experience, too, in Colombia over the last 5 years also says that you can drill economically doing it yourself, and that allows you to maximize the benefit locally. So we're going to be doing a program where we're starting with one drill, then 3 months, two drills, then three drills, then four drills, then five drills, and then six drills. Right. So the first year is looking at about 20,000 meters, and we have on the map today about 6,000 of those meters. Obviously, it's 638 million tons. That is a 90,000 ton per day mine if it was mined over 20 years. It is already an elephant. It's already huge. So just upgrading our inferred resource to an indicated or measured, we're already looking at 100,000 meters. So we have plenty to drill, but obviously we do not believe that that Makoa has been done justice, that it has plenty of room to continue to grow and become a very significant world-level project.
Well, Ian, just remind folks what kind of cash the company has in the treasury and what the budget is for the remainder of the year on the exploration work that you're doing.
So we've completely completed the work at Big Red. All the drilling is done, and we're actually starting demobilization right now. So we are covered completely through the end of the year. We did a $7 million financing in February, had some warrants come in, and we're at raised about $9 million. So that's been able to advance all the different projects and support. So looking at into next year, we're going to obviously have another work season at Big Red. We look at starting up drilling in the first quarter of 2022 at Makoa, and that is probably a $3 to $4 million program, but it should grow dramatically over time. And then in Esperanza, we have a 5,000 meter program plan that's $2 million. And then we have a $2 million option payment to complete out that option. So if everything was running at the same time, we have some financing to do, but we also believe that every single one of these projects deserves a serious kick at the can. They're all company building projects, and we want to really see and having our watching the market and really going to be super intelligent on how we move forward. We can move forward quite flexibly.
Okay. Hey, Ian, we appreciate the update. Sounds like drill results coming in the very near term from the Big Red property, and encouraging that you guys are getting back on Makoa here and moving towards some drilling, hopefully by Q1 of next year. If anybody has any follow-up questions, please email us either fleck@kereport.com or shad@kereport.com. In full disclosure, I am a shareholder of Libero Copper and Gold, and Ian, we're going to follow up as we start to see some of those drill results from the Big Red property. So it sounds like we'll be chatting with you soon, but in the meantime, we do appreciate this update.
Always appreciate the time to get together and provide an update.